Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. I got progressive lenses. And so Grant was purposely moving the book in and out. So if I look at you strangely, I'm trying to focus. So a mob of demons, a herd of dead pigs, an angry village, and one new convert healed and restored by Jesus. There is a lot going on in this story. Now, everyone clearly believes that demons had taken possession of this man. And it's so bad that he is a threat to himself and to the entire village. We find him alone, naked, cast out, living outside of the town, chained and bound in a cemetery. This man is living, if we can even call it that, isolated, humiliated, and completely out of control. You know, being possessed by demons is horrible. And nowadays, we might want to dismiss this concept of demon possession and say he was suffering from mental illness or addiction. And that may have been the case, but we are not called to diagnose him. Whatever was going on was very destructive in his life. And this may challenge us, but everyone in this story, including Jesus, saw him as possessed. You know, we aren't all that comfortable talking about demon possession or evil forces. Yet, if we believe in the power of good, we need to consider the validity of the power of evil. And for any of us who have suffered from mental illness or addiction, or have lost our way and ended up isolated, humiliated, scared, or having experienced being overcome by something very frightening, well, we can understand the concept of being under the control of something stronger than our own will. Physical, emotional, and mental challenges that make us feel powerless or out of control, they've always been a part of the human condition. Don't we all have a demon or two? Aren't we all haunted by something? It could be an addictive substance or a behavior or a thought pattern or a regret that we just can't let go of, or suspicion and doubt, or even a bad habit that ruins our lives and we just struggle to change. Maybe it's an experience from our past that influences our present and we can't shake it. For some of us, it's the fear of losing control or not having enough and not being safe. Well, the demons in our gospel recognize Jesus. Do we recognize and listen to our demons, our shadow side, or the guilty and shameful emotions that keep us away from wholeness and living a full life? I mean, wouldn't it be incredible if Jesus could cast the demons out of us? Imagine what life would be like if Jesus could take that burden away. When Jesus cast the demons out of the man, that man was then able to be healthy, and he was sitting with Jesus, wearing clothes and making sense. Now, this is an important part of the story. Jesus offers freedom from torment and isolation. Jesus can take away whatever it is that's getting in the way of having right relationships. But those around him were not okay with his new healthy status. Too much had changed too fast, and they were scared. Change, even good change, can sometimes be difficult. And of course, there was the issue of the large herd of pigs that had become the host for the demons and ran off the cliff and drowned. I'm sure the people that owned those pigs were not happy with this. You know, they faced a significant cost in the healing of that man. And that's another important message of this story. There is a cost with healing. When we are transformed by the grace and mercy of a loving God, well, we should be different afterwards. And there will be challenges and struggles as we change to become more Christ-like. Challenges for us and for those around us. You know, we read about that often. When there is change to the status quo, it's difficult. Jesus offers healing from demons, those of our own making and not. And every single one of us needs to be set free or released from whatever it is that is keeping us separated or humiliated, existing but not living joyfully. Jesus overturned this man's condition and he reversed his experience. And Jesus can do that for each of us as well. You know, like the man possessed by demons, most of us have a mob of voices inside of us. You know, various thoughts that come and go. Thoughts that distract or discourage us. Thoughts that we struggle to let go of. And if you don't believe me, try sitting quietly someplace and wait. The old scripts start to play, the shopping list comes up, the to-dos, the things you forgot. Our minds wander. You know, they call it monkey brain because of all that chit-chatter that's going on inside of us. Jesus wants us to feel like the man once his demons were removed. Jesus wants us to desire to be close to him and to be with him and follow him. And like that man, we too are asked to return to our communities and share the healing power of Jesus that we experience. Jesus healed people as he encountered them, as he walked around during his life with his disciples or while he was teaching. But this time, he specifically traveled across the Sea of Galilee to a mostly Gentile community. And a Jew traveling uninvited to a non-Jewish area could be problematic. So much of that experience would make Jesus and his disciples spiritually and ritually unclean. You know, a Gentile possessed by demons, living in a tomb close to dead bodies, and being from a town of pig herders, every single aspect was considered unclean and to be avoided. And yet Jesus didn't hesitate to go there and heal this man. Because with Jesus, there are no outcasts, no one abandoned, unclean, or wounded people who he will not go to and bring healing. As our letter to Galatians states, there isn't a category of people excluded with Jesus. He will go wherever there is pain and need. And Jesus will heal the obvious issues and will heal those hurts that we keep hidden inside. Jesus brings restoration to our bodies, minds, and souls. No one is too far away, and no one is too different. There are no outcasts with Jesus. He enters into our messy lives and offers healings for whatever it is in the way from living a full and joyful life. You know, there's nothing too bad or too shameful or too embarrassing. There's nothing too egregious or horrible for Jesus. We may look at that man filled with demons, sitting alone in a cemetery, naked and crazed and wild, and see him as someone to avoid. We might think of him as loathsome or scary. And we even might judge him as being at fault for his situation even though we know nothing about him. If we get nothing else from this story, we need to understand that this demon-possessed man is the embodiment of Jesus' ministry. Jesus came to him despite all the issues and the rationalizations against interacting with him, and he healed him and he saved his life. And it's the same for every single one of us. Just as unlikely and unexpectedly, Jesus comes for every single one of us to heal us, and that saves our lives. This story demonstrates the fulfillment of God's original plan. Salvation through Jesus is available for everyone. And this salvation isn't just for life after we die. Salvation is offered for our greatest wounds and the challenges we have right now today. Now, we may not consider ourselves possessed by a demon like in the gospel, yet we've all have experienced being caught up in something, being bound by something, being haunted by something that through which we need deliverance. Most of us have something that limits our ability to fully love and fully live. So like the man possessed, we too need to surrender our lives, our whole selves, our mind and body and spirit to Jesus, and be willing to accept the gift of healing and the following freedom. Imagine that it's you Jesus has come to, and he is offering to remove the demons from your life. Well, this may be an all-at-once moment, like in our story, or you might find it to be a moment-by-moment, day-by-day process of restoration. So, will we let Jesus have his way and accept healing, even with the issues and the consequences and the challenges of change? Or maybe we've already experienced Jesus coming to us and sending our demons away. Or are we ready and willing to respond like the man possessed and get cleaned up and change our lives and sit at Jesus' feet waiting for his instructions of what we are to do next? Or are we in the midst, like that town people, of resisting and fearing the change? Or do we even possibly miss our demons? They're so familiar, and regret that they're no longer with us. You know, our faith has lots of mysterious elements, and there are forces of good and forces of evil in this world. When we experience challenges too great for us to manage, when life seems to be out of control, we can all turn to Jesus and receive his power to transform our hearts and minds, our lives, and be healed. Jesus' power to heal and to restore, and God's grace and love, well, they're for everyone. Amen.